Maxine Waters claims Trump campaign involved in the January 6th riot. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2021. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, on Sunday tried to connect former President Donald Trump and his campaign to the January 6th riot, citing concerning Federal Election Commission (FEC) reports showing the Trump campaign at some point giving money to the people listed on the National Park Service permit for the Save America rally, which she claims led to the attack on the Capitol. Take a look at all of the people listed on the National Park Service permit for the January 6th rally that led to the attack on the Capitol, the California lawmaker said. It should be concerning that FEC reports show the Trump campaign, at some point, paid over $2.7 million to people who helped organize January 6th. She exclaimed. Democrats have long blamed the former president and his supporters for the protests that took place at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the day members of Congress gathered to certify the results of the 2020 presidential election. The Democrats' attempt to impeach the former president for the second time failed, as the Senate acquitted him on the charge of inciting insurrection. However, that did not stop far-left Democrats from blaming him for the chaos. If we fail to remove a white supremacist president who incited a white supremacist insurrection, it's communities like Missouri's 1st District that suffer the most, Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, told colleagues days after the January 6th protests. The 117th Congress must understand that we have a mandate to legislate in defense of black lives. The first step in that process is to root out white supremacy, starting with impeaching the white supremacist in chief, she added. During a recent appearance on CNN, Waters called for a commission to investigate the Trump campaign over the allegations of potential involvement. One of the things we know is we need a commission, and they are opposing a commission to find out who all was involved. Where did the money come from to send busloads of people in? Who supported them in all of this? Where was the organizing taking place? She asked, adding, I'm told there was organizing taking place right in the Trump campaign. She continued. And so, if they are really concerned about why our Capitol was invaded and why there was an insurrection, they would support a commission to find out. But they don't want to know because too many of them side with them and support what they have done. And they are not going to call them to task for it. Notably, Fox News's Tucker Carlson revisited the consideration that the feds could have been aware of the protest prior to it taking place, with some of the arrestees reportedly in contact with the FBI prior to the event. Until this Monday night, for example, when it was reported by Revolver News, we had no idea that at least 20 organizers and participants in the events at the Capitol have not been indicted, despite the nationwide dragnet for people who were there, he said. This is interesting. The government knows exactly who these people are, but has refused to charge them with crimes. Why is that? Well, because it seems like they may have had some connection to the government, Carlson continued. Some of the people who broke into the Capitol committed crimes while inside and encouraged others to do the same appear to have been in contact with the FBI before the event, he added. Let that sink in for a moment.